It is an absolute privilege to be here this morning, and I want to begin with having the opportunity and privilege to publicly profess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that I shall be His forever. Thank you. I went through scripture. I'm not good at memorizing, but I want to just read to you a scripture that means a great deal to me and sums up what I was running from and what I run to now. It's in Psalms 37, 39 to 40. The spacious free life is from God. It is also protected and it's safe. God strengthened, we are delivered from evil. When we run to Him, He saves us. Yesterday is my 9th week of being completely drug and narcotic free. And I would like a... And if I introduced myself in an NA or AA group, I'd say, hello, my name is Sharon King and I'm an addict. And so I put that before you today, but that's not who I am now, this moment. What I'm here to tell you is that I'm a child of the King. And I'm excited to tell you that, well, yeah, I'm excited. He's been through me through a path, but about 12 to 13 years ago, and if you want to know more of the long version, you can just come and visit me, take me for lunch, and I'll give you the long version. But devastation happened in my life, and my life turned over forever. I felt that God had turned His back on me. I felt that I was being punished for whatever sins that I carried along, secret or public. And my life turned over. It turned dark and black to me. And I hated who I was. I hated what I had become. And I hated what I was left with, and which was nothing. And I needed and I desired to find a way to just to numb myself. I did not want to feel ever again. And I used to go to bed for years, up until 9 weeks ago, and I would quietly cry and say this prayer. And I'd say it to God, please don't allow me to wake tomorrow morning. I just can't go through another day. And I prayed that prayer for years and years and years. And on September 26th and 27th, I'd made a decision in the morning that I'd had enough. I'd had enough. I didn't want to wake up again. And I knew what I needed to do, and I think we call it here on earth suicide. I call it giving up. What happened is I actually don't remember the rest of that day and the rest of that night. What I do know now is that I was found by someone. I don't know where I was exactly found or in what state. And I woke up at the hospital the following day. And the doctors said, if you had not been found, you would not be alive. Next time, it doesn't matter if you're found. It doesn't matter. But at that second, I still didn't want to live. I knew I had not looked in a mirror, but I could just tell from the swollen ache on my face and my body that there was a mess happening. But the next thing I remember is my brother Larry and my sister-in-law Bonnie and my mother and father and my husband coming in and crying and hugging me and reminding me the truth that they loved me, that I was cherished. They would accept any sin or secret sin or vulnerability that I had, they would accept it all. But please fight to live. I had my brother Larry that I'd never seen cry, speak to me this close in my face and say, please fight. Please fight. We'll find you new friends. You can live with us. Whatever it takes, please fight. Bonnie came to me and we called it Plan B. Because I've struggled with addiction for a very, very long time. And I've been to Edgewood in Nanaimo, been to a Vancouver treatment center a second time, been to a treatment center for 4 months in Ontario, and I never, ever lasted more than 10 days, ever, ever. Because I always, always kept a little of it for me. I kept a little bit back. Because I'd always say to myself, well, you know, if I could figure out, and you know, I know there's people here because we have a kind of a secret wink that have been to NA, or I've seen you where we shouldn't be, downtown. If I could just learn to use in moderation, doesn't that sound great? It's like not overeating. if I could just use in moderation. And I kept, what a great idea. I could be kind of high, kind of low, but in control and using. But you know what I discovered? If you don't want to feel that way, if you don't want to feel distressed, pain, loneliness, worthless, hated, what you also take away is the ability to feel joy and to feel peace and to feel precious and to feel beautiful. And I didn't get that until that moment. And the next day, Bonnie came in with a girlfriend of hers who attends this church who goes by the name Queen Leslie. And she came in and introduced herself to me, and she just speed wrapped me about taking me alongside, that she would fight if I was willing, she would fight along with me 24 hours a day. She would sleep at the foot of my bed if that would keep me safe. She would be with me every hour of the day and night if it took someone to come alongside me here on earth to get me through that those painful moments as you begin. Because it's different now in the experience I have than I did 9 weeks ago. There's withdrawal, there's physical withdrawal. There's emotional withdrawal. There's feelings that are rushing in your mind and your body and your spirit that you haven't felt for more than 10 years. And it's very scary. But Bonnie and Queen Leslie prayed with me. They prayed over me and they touched me. And they prayed that God would come down and present to us a miracle. And you know what? He did. He did. Because what happened then, when they said amen and we looked at each other, we all knew what had just happened. And from that moment, something that had frightened me for years and years and years, and that is the physical ache of withdrawal, the physical ache of not wanting to live another moment, was gone. It wasn't magic, it was gone. And I've spent time with Leslie two or three times a week, and we've gone for walks on the water, we've gone for coffee. She's introduced me to lipstick and eyeliner and a little bit of frosting, a little bit of fancy shoes, so that we can feel beautiful and then we could take pride in ourselves. And I just want to stand before you now and share with you that I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. And he's given me opportunities in the last 9 weeks to tell my long story, to tell the journey that Christ has come, has embraced my love, my life. He has forgiven me. He reminds me at every moment and every ounce of the day that I am worth it, that I am cherished, that I'm beautiful in his sight. And you know, I'm here to say if I actually didn't have eternity as a reward, I want you to know that I'd be okay with that. Because to wake up every morning and say, what a wonderful day. What can I do with it, with God? During these last 9 weeks, what I have discovered is that it's an equation for me. I had to give in, I had to give up, and I had to surrender. Every ounce, every hair, every secret, every point in that that's hidden in any of us. And I know that there is. And when I get up now, and throughout my day, I just want to seek and speak the truth, whatever that looks like. And what I also found, and I'll finish now because this is the short version, is that there is such a presence of joy. And if you haven't had it for a decade, I want you to know that it feels fabulous, the presence of joy. But you know what's even greater? Nothing's actually changed in my life. Things are still actually technically devastated. My life still technically is earthly at ruins. I still don't have a home to call my own. I'm living in an arrangement that is perfect and God ordained. But it's not home. I still am poor. I'm still not working. I'm still struggling. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. And when I entered this church, and I will end it with this, because we've had such a wonderful worshiping time, I'll be honest, I understand about 50% of this worshiping thing that goes on here and the doctrine, and I honestly, I don't understand the rest. And I love the flags and I love the worshiping and I embrace it, but I don't understand it. But you know what's great? I don't care. Because the other 50% is getting me through. And there's still some things that God's working on, and one day I shall take the plunge. But I'm still searching, and today's not the day, but the today has been the privilege to proclaim to you that I'm a child of the King, and what a privilege it has been to share it with you all today. Thank you.